Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiao Lan. Today, I want to teach you how to say baby in Chinese. We have Sylvia Cruz. She is the Vice President of the Finance and Strategy for Education First. Hi, Sylvia, 你好。
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Right, babies. Babies, babies, babies. How many of them do you have?
I have three girls.
Three girls.
Three of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, how old?
One's five, one's three, and the youngest is actually one. So I guess she technically still counts as a baby.
Yep, but then at the same time, the way we say babies in Chinese, we call someone we adore, someone we love, doesn't matter the age, as baby as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so not only the infant as baby. So the good news is in Chinese, it's very straightforward. We say 宝贝。
宝贝。
Yeah, 宝贝。
宝贝。
宝贝, that means baby. And here, instead of saying it's like an infant, we tend to say someone we love. So your 1-year-old is a 宝贝, and your 5-year-old is also a 宝贝, and your husband is your 宝贝too.
I've got 4 宝贝.
Yeah, 4 宝贝, and you can call your parents 宝贝, your sisters, brothers, your relatives, whoever you love, and you can even call your dear friends 宝贝. But it's a little bit ambiguous, so don't do too much of it. Just mainly focus on children. So 宝贝, the sound is quite similar to baby.
Yeah.
And then the two words, the meaning is actually exactly what it's supposed to mean. So, 宝 means treasure.
Oh.
宝.
宝.
Yeah, 宝. It's a third tone, so we go down first and go up. 宝.
宝.
Yeah, and the character, it looks very complicated to start with, but then once you decompose it, it's actually very straightforward. It's a roof on top, and underneath the roof, you see a jade.
Right.
And then you also see the shell. Why shells are important? In ancient China, shells were the currencies.
Oh.
So they traded the empty shells without clams inside. So they traded shells like coins. So shells were something valuable. So the jade, again, jade was a symbol for the wealth and also something auspicious and something belonged to the royal family. So the treasure underneath the roof is 宝.
Right. 宝.
Yeah. And then 贝, the second word, 贝 actually is the character for shell.
Ah, okay.
Yes. And now we know shell, it's the olden currency in China.
Right.
So we know the treasure, treasure, treasure money.
Treasure, treasure.
Yeah, that's right. So 宝贝.
宝贝.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then if you want to be really gentle to emphasize that that's my little baby, we say 小宝贝。
小宝贝.
Yeah, 小 means small. So 小宝贝.
My little treasure. That's so cute.
My little treasure. So you call your little one, my little treasure, 小宝贝.
小宝贝.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then when we say 宝贝, sometimes that could also mean the physical treasure.
Right.
The object. Like if you're Aladdin and then you found the treasure and inside the Alibaba, inside the door, and then you find a treasure, 宝贝. That's the same 宝贝.
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
So baby and treasure are the same word, or the same...
Yes, but in modern time, I think we describe people more often than really finding a treasure somewhere in a sunk boat.
Right.
It doesn't happen that often nowadays. Or find a lot of treasure inside the cave.
Right.
I guess they are all discovered somehow, so
right.
No chance for us. But we do have our 宝贝 at home.
Exactly.
I have 2 at home and you have 3 at home.
Yes.
Okay. So to describe my baby,
mm-hmm.
not your baby, my baby, you can say 我的宝贝.
我的宝贝.
Yeah, 我 is I.
Ah.
的 is just to describe mine, 我的.
我的.
我的宝贝.
Okay, so that would be my baby. 我的
yeah,
宝贝.
My baby. Yeah, and then here, I wouldn't know. Are you talking about 1 baby or 3 babies? Because the beauty about Chinese language is the grammar is very simple. So 我的宝贝, in this case, I would guess you're talking about 3 of them. Unless you say 我的宝贝, 1-year-old 宝贝 or 5-year-old 宝贝.
Right.
Then okay. I would know which one you're talking about.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
So I can say 你的宝贝, 你的, 你 is you.
Right.
你的 means you are. So, 你的宝贝, your babies, 好可爱, 好 is very much, 可爱 is adorable.
Aww.
So I can say 你的宝贝好可爱.
Aww, they are adorable.
Yep, okay. So 好可爱.
好可爱.
Yeah, 好可爱 is so adorable. 好可爱.
好可爱.
Yeah, so I can say 你的宝贝好可爱.
Aww, 你的宝贝好可爱.
Yep. And then when I say that, I'm praising your kids.
Yeah.
So the thing you can say is 谢谢.
谢谢.
Yeah, 谢谢. Mm-hmm. And 谢谢 means thank you. And this is very Western. We are used to it. But you know, when I was very young, the neighbors, when they praised me, they told my parents, 你的宝贝好可爱. And my parents said, oh no, not at all. They said, 没有没有. They said, no, my kids are not cute. And this is really the cultural difference. Like other people, they say, oh, your children are amazing. All I say is thank you, of course.
Right.
And then, but the Chinese tradition is different.
Yeah.
When they praise someone's children, they tend to be overly modest.
Yes. Americans are not very modest. We will take a compliment.
Like when I was a kid, I was very upset every time when my parents say, no, oh, she's quite ugly. Your daughter is more beautiful. And I was thinking, what are you talking about?
My parents don't love me.
That's right. And then when they say, try to tell my parents, oh, Xiaolan did so well academically in the school. And my parents say, no, she's quite stupid. And she doesn't work hard. And then your daughter is way better than my daughter.
Oh my
and
gosh.
You're not really scarred me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But this is just a tradition. Once you know that, it's actually something people appreciate more. So,
right.
So next time when people say, my daughter is quite ugly, yours is more beautiful, don't get upset. They don't really mean it. Back home, they still love me. I'm still the number one.
Well, I would love to try is when someone tells me my kids are cute here in America, I'm going to give your parents response and say, no, they're quite ugly and see what they say.
Yep. No, I think my parents are getting there since they came to the UK quite a bit. And then now when people say, oh, 你的宝贝, 好棒, 好棒 means excellent.
Right.
They will say, oh, yeah, I know. Now they go to the other end.
Right.
They say, I know.
Oh, yes, of course.
Right. Okay. So when I say 你的宝贝好可爱, so you can say thank you. But next time when you go back to talk to your little ones, you just change a few words and mm-hmm. you will be praising them.
Okay.
You can say 宝贝你好可爱.
Ah. 宝贝你好可爱.
Yes, so 宝贝, you call baby.
Yep.
Hi baby. 你, you.
你好可爱. 好可爱.
So you can tell Rua, hi Rua, 你好可爱.
Hi Rua, 你好可爱.
Yeah, that means you are so adorable.
Cool. Awesome.
你好可爱. Now, 可 means able to. And
okay.
then 爱 means love. So you are so lovable.
Lovable, right.
Yeah, adorable. So 可爱, that means adorable and then also means cute. So someone is very cute, adorable. So 爱, now we know is love.
Right.
Now we can learn how to say I love you. 我爱你.
我爱你.
Yeah, 我爱你. 我 is I.
我.
I.
And then 你. You. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So you can, Rua, 我爱你.
我爱你.
你好可爱.
你好可爱.
Yeah, so Rua, I love you. You are so adorable.
我爱你. 你好可爱.
Yeah, 我爱你. 你好可爱.
你好可爱.
Yeah, and then next time, oh, the other two will say, Mama, how about me? Then you can say, 宝贝. 我爱你. That means all of you, 宝贝.
宝贝.
Yeah, 我爱你.
我爱你. 你好可爱.
Yeah, that's it. So what a happy family.
Happy, beautiful family.
Exactly. Okay, thank you so much, Sylvia, for sharing with us about babies, 宝贝. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Sylvia.
再见.
再见.